The biggest is for sure obesity and overweight. The incidence is very high. This is now, obesity is now considered a disease by the CDC and the World Health Organization. The comorbidities are many, like diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoarthritis that makes people having pain in their joints. That is a big, big issue. And if you go to one of these, I think they call it convenience stores, it's a nightmare for a doctor, for a nutritionist, for anybody that has a little bit of idea about what is a good nutrition. This is a nightmare because they have two bananas and 55 different soft drinks and bags of you name it.
So then what kind of things affect what you eat?
So people working two shifts to pay the rent because it's extremely expensive, they don't have time to cook. So stop and buy a pizza, hamburger, whatever, and that's what they eat. So they gaining weight, being somehow malnourished. So we're seeing obesity, obese, overweight, that are malnourished. It's very hard to lose weight when you don't have access to good food.
What are some other issues that you've seen as a practicing doctor here?
I see a lot of discrimination in the jobs, especially in the farm workers, because they have no benefits, no medical insurance, no disability, and on and on and on. There is a say that is very sad among Latinos. If you are falling from a ladder in an industrial accident, you've been fired before you reach the floor. That's very sad. And yes, well, I have cases where my patient fell from a ladder and the owner says, go to emergency room, don't give my name, I don't want to talk to you ever again, and I'm sorry, good luck. And this poor man had fractures in both legs. Very, very sad. Actually, the owner saw how this guy fell. The ladder was in bad shape. So I've seen that a lot.
Can you talk about some of the ways that social inequality can impact health?
One is a good housing, clean house with clean water and a good septic tank or connected to the sewage where families can cook and can have fresh food. Access to healthy food, fresh fruits and vegetables, especially in some areas, especially where there's a prevalence of immigrants, there are more tobacco and alcohol stores than markets where people can go and buy fresh fruit and vegetables. So those are two important things. The other one is access to parks where kids can run and instead of being watching TV. There are many, many studies showing that children are less and less in contact with what is natural, with the nature, and that is not healthy.